we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Bob Arthurs. Glad to have you here as part of the Refresh Radio broadcast here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And so we honor those who served in the military today. Today is D-Day. And that was a long time ago where that attack happened. And, you know, sometimes in our memory banks, there will be a milestone event that takes place, and it is because of an attack. But the thing about that attack was not so much that we had been attacked. We had been caught unaware. We had been caught off guard. But it was more the response to the attack that actually fortified the weapon. And I do remember a quote that said, a Japanese military official said, "I believe that we have awakened the sleeping giant." And right now, if you are undergoing an attack from the enemy, I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to be overwhelmed. I want you to rally to the sound of the trumpet. I want you to say, you know what? I am not going to be asleep spiritually. I'm not going to be caught off guard. I am going to wage my spiritual fight on my knees with the help of God, and we will see the victory. So those are things that I encourage you to do. Today we do want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions. Creative AC Solutions can be reached at 759-3284, 759-3284. And you may find yourself needing your heater one day. You may find yourself needing the air conditioner the next. And so if you just want to get your unit checked out, give Bill a call, Bill Andrike, 759-3284, and he will get you running no matter what the temperature outside has to indicate. So we are glad that you have tuned in today. We're going to be in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. Yesterday, we concluded with the reminder that your God reigns. He sits upon the throne. This is a wonderful time of the year. It reminds us that God intentionally came, dwelt among us, lived the way that we should live, sacrificed himself, went to the cross, died for us, was buried, rose again on the third day, was seen by many infallible proofs. Hundreds of people saw him. There were others who were raised from the dead at that time. And then Jesus was ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Right now, he is interceding for you and I. Your God reigns. I don't care what the situation looks like outside, what the circumstances might say. I have utmost confidence that my God is on the throne and that he's got everything well under control. So today I want to take you back to Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verse number 11. And it says in verse number 11, "Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean. You who bear the vessels of the Lord, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider." Before I get into this, one more thing that I just read yesterday about a a pair of brothers that were serving in the United States military on D-Day. One of them was on the Arizona. One of them was stationed in Hawaii as well, but on another ship. And when the Arizona came under attack, that brother went from his ship over to the Arizona to try and wage the battle from there. And when he got there, the ship was pretty well, its demise had already been sealed. And he was trying to find his brother at that point in time. And there was a commanding officer that ordered him off the ship and literally took him and forced him into a rescue boat and sent him to shore. And that brother, when he got to shore, managed to get into another boat, went back out to the Arizona, and he was intent on finding his brother. The reason that I told you that story is when I read that, immediately I thought of how intentional we should be in going after those who are spiritually lost. That we need to recognize them and realize that they are actually brothers and sisters in Christ. They just may not have experienced the love of the Father yet the way that we have. And in spite of all of the artillery attacks and the fiery darts that come your way, I pray today that this Christmas season we will be on an intentional pursuit of looking for our lost brother or our lost sister. And we will do everything in our power to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to them. So let's look at verse number 11 now. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. If I could give you some wisdom on how to respond to things that God tells you, it is when he tells you to pursue something, pursue it. When he tells you to seek for something, like seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things that the world frets after, all of those will be added unto you. My tremendous wisdom would tell you this: do what God tells you to do. Seek for it, pursue it, pursue righteousness, pursue love, pursue truth. And on the opposite side of that, I would say this, that when he tells you to leave something, to leave it, depart from it, to flee from sexual immorality, to flee from the very appearance of evil, to flee wickedness, to do all of those things. When he tells you to stand, that you do that, you stand, you've done everything that you have been told to do, and now you are going to stand and see the deliverance of God. Obedience to what God tells us to do is absolutely essential. I want you during this Christmas season to raise the profile of the Word of God. And instead of looking for loopholes, supposed loopholes that would enable you to continue to embrace something when in your spirit you already know that God has said in his word for you to depart from that, to flee from that, that you are going to say, you know what, I'm going to elevate the word right now, and it says for me to seek first the kingdom of God, so that's what I'm going to do. So when I went into the office this morning, one of the first things that I did was open my Bible and sit there and read. And, you know, I happen to be towards the end of the New Testament right now. And so I read the Word of God. I sowed into me before I sowed into you, because I don't have any good thing to bring to you. But the Spirit of the living God, when he gives me something, then I can sow that into you. And so this morning I was researching something that came up in today's, that's coming up in today's program, and I want to share that with you. But the first thing is we need to depart from this thing. And he says it twice, so he wants us to understand that this is of utmost importance. depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing. God is still in 2016 looking for a holy people, a people who are holy not because of their hairstyle or their makeup style or their clothing style, but a people who are holy and set apart for the purpose of the Lord. It was important. Jesus said that it was his delight to do the will of the Father. He had come to do the will of the Father. He saw the Father doing things, and that's what he did. He heard what the Father was saying, and those are the things that he spoke. And so you and I, if we would really desire and long to be effective, then we would be saying, God, make us a holy people. We're not looking to find out how much of the world that we can still cling to and barely make it into heaven. We are looking to be a people of distinction. You know, there is a lot of things that are mass produced, but very rarely are things that are mass produced considered masterpieces. Very rarely are they considered priceless works of art. It is things that are more rare because of the fact that it's not commonplace, that it makes you stand out. My wife the other day they had something at work, and they were, I don't know if they were just having a Christmas dessert fellowship or whatever, but she came home and she had brought just a small little piece, and when I mean small, I mean small, maybe an inch and a quarter by an inch and a quarter, and it was only maybe 3/8 of an inch thick. It was a very small piece, and so she said, hey, I brought some of this home to you, and there were a few other things there, but this happened to be something that she made for work, and she had never made it at our house before. And I tasted that, and I said, that is really, really good. That takes me back to the flavor of a pie. It happened to be a little bit of a pie-like dessert. I said, that tastes, if that was thicker, I would say that that's the filling that they had at my favorite drive-in restaurant pie back when I was a kid. It's not that I haven't had other pies. I have. It's not that I haven't had other desserts. I have. But that particular dessert that she had the other night, it said, you know what, that reminds me of something really enjoyable from my childhood. And as we go out into the community, you may be wondering where this is going. I'm telling you that holiness is still in style. Departing from that which is unclean, departing from those things which are unprofitable, departing from those things that are unseemly, that they do not represent God, that those things will raise our value in the eyes of the world. I know that they might consider us closed-minded. I know that they may argue that it is not popular, that it speaks negatively about us, but I'm here to tell you that I shared this on Sunday night. Faithfulness is a very high commodity. It's not just a high commodity in church. Faithfulness is a high valued commodity in marriage. Faithfulness is a highly valued commodity when it comes to doing your job. Faithfulness is a highly valued commodity when you are doing your job, and it will never go out of style. And so I want to encourage you today to not choose to embrace so much of the world, but to depart from anything that is unclean. He says, go out from the midst of her, be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you. Now, when I read this, I don't know that everybody would go there, but when I read this, I thought of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. And on that night, they were commanded how they were supposed to remember that night. They were supposed to remember it with unleavened bread and they were supposed to go out. They were supposed to have their sandals on. They were rushed out of Egypt. When it came time for 400 plus years of bondage to come to an end, it came in a suddenly type of moment. There was a great deal of rushing that was going on. Hurry up, get everything that is valuable to you, and let's carry this on. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here now. And so they went around. They were asking for the children of Egypt they were giving them jewelry and silver and all sorts of stuff. There's, please, anything that you need, take it. Just please leave, because we don't all want to die. In this passage, God says, you are not going to be leaving in a hurry. In other words, this is going to be an intentional act. It is not going to be because you are fleeing from something in fear. You are going to be departing on a mission. You're not going to be embracing anything unclean the way that Achan did when they took Jericho. It was supposed to have been something committed to the Lord, and he said, I've got to have that, not realizing that the very next city that they went to, God was going to say, all of this belongs to you. There are so many illustrations in the Bible of what happens when we honor God with our first fruits. And so don't be thinking that it's in a rush, that you're fleeing from it in fear, because God's not afraid of sin. He just realizes that it is not healthy for us. It causes us damage. He's not afraid of Satan. He's never run from a fight. He ran to the fight. And so it says, for the Lord will go before you. The pursuit of holiness, the pursuit of a life that is pleasing and acceptable in God's sight, is made possible because God goes before us. When you get to your next assignment, you will find that God already knew that it was coming. When you get to your tomorrow, God will have already known what was coming, and he wants to prepare you, to equip you and I for what is coming. God does go before us. We are supposed to prepare the way for him to come, but he is going before us. This passage says not only is he going before us, but he is also our rear guard. It says, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. It's a passage that, as I researched it, that was the thing that I got this morning, was that there was seven different references. This was one of seven references where the concept of a rear guard takes place in the scriptures. There's one in Numbers, there's 3, 4 in Joshua, and 2 in Isaiah. This one here in Isaiah chapter 52, and another reference in Isaiah chapter 58. You see, God wants you to know that he not only has your front, he has your back. I find it interesting that when it comes to the armor of God that is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, all of those things are our offensive weapons. The helmet of salvation, that the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes, all of those, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, all of those things are about going forward. There's not one of those that is mentioned of anything having your back, and that is because this passage says, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. You see, the devil is a specialist in sneak attacks or guerrilla warfare. It's what he specializes in. He tries to lie in wait, to lie in ambush and sneak up on you from behind. And you need a God who has your back. And I want to tell you today that God has your back. He has your back spiritually. He has your back in your relationships. He has your back in your finances. He has your back. This year, I have seen God when when he has laid upon my heart to do something, and I would say, God, you know, I had other plans for this. And he says, it's okay. If you will do this, I've got your back. And when I said yes to his plan and yes to his pursuit, I found favor coming that I didn't expect. God has your back. No one is better at protecting you than God is. There are some people who are so afraid to move forward because they don't know if they can leave the past behind. I want to encourage you, God has your back. You can grow in your faith. You can go forward and step out in faith. You can do the work of the ministry. And so in Numbers chapter 10 is one of the places where it says it talks about the banners, and when the children of Israel were to march, they were to march in a specific order, and the last group that went out would march out under the banner of the tribe of Dan. Dan is a tribe. The name means judgment, and it says that the children of Dan are the rear guard of all the camps. So God does want you and I to operate in a spirit of wisdom. In fact, the very next verse says, behold, my servant shall deal prudently. Sometimes we get emotionally involved in a process. And when we get emotionally involved, we can suspend our otherwise rational thinking, our supernatural thinking, our godly thinking, and we can end up making bad decisions. I'm thankful for other members in the body of Christ. I'm thankful that they have wisdom. I've told you before, I'm thankful for my presbyter, my superintendent, those who are in authority over me. They are my covering. I'm thankful because they are not a threat to me. They are a protection for me. They protect me from the sneak attacks of the enemy. They keep me in position where I'm supposed to be. And so I want to encourage you today that you... if you walk in a loving relationship with somebody, say, would it be okay with you if I served as your rear guard from time to time? And when you're in something that I could bring something to your attention, I find it is always best to do this, that you do this with permission. You do it without permission, and it's going to be not necessarily received the same way in which you offer it. I've had friends that when they were making statements that were theologically dangerous, that we were good friends, and I when I felt like they were wandering into dangerous waters, in a gentle spirit, I would tell them, hey, I just want to encourage you. Be very careful here. You are entering very dangerous territories. And, you know, sometimes people, even though you're their friend and you love them and they are okay with you speaking into their life like that, sometimes they're still not going to receive it. You and I, as watchmen, we are called to make the people aware of the coming attack. How they respond to that warning is up to them. So the children of Israel, the children of Dan, they served as the rear guard for the camp of Israel. Something interesting about the rear guard, it says in Joshua chapter 6, verse number 9, the armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark. If you appreciate that God wants to be your rear guard, you have to focus on that clause before. It says, for the Lord will go before you. The presence of the Lord is the most important thing in your life. The rear guard that God has for us is to guard our relationship with Jesus and guard our relationship with others. We need the presence of the Lord. What if we set up a rear guard at our church that said, God, we want to guard the presence of Almighty God in our services? We don't want it to deteriorate into just a specific formula that others are going to feel comfortable. God, we want your presence in our services. You see, we can have all of the programs in the world, but without the presence of God, we're just another club. We need the presence of God. Christmas isn't Christmas because of the gifts or the trees or the carols. Christmas is Christmas because of the birth of Jesus, and we need to guard that. And so this year, Christmas is on a Sunday. And it doesn't happen often. It happens about every 6 or 7 years. It could miss, I guess, every once in a while. So on average, it would be 7 years, you would say. And I remember this discussion happening years ago, and mega churches were closing on Christmas because they couldn't get enough people to come to their services to warrant having church on Christmas Sunday. I want you to know, Merit Assembly of God will be having church on Christmas Sunday. It'll be at 11 a.m. and we were going to celebrate the birth of our Savior. We're going to have a Christmas Eve service. So guard the presence of the Lord. Don't sacrifice it for anything. It says in Isaiah chapter 58 that the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard, and your righteousness shall go before you. So righteousness is not a bad thing. It is a good thing. And when we go forth with righteousness, when the righteousness of God that has been imputed to us and imparted to us goes before us, the glory of the Lord will be our rear guard. And then here in Isaiah chapter 52, it says that God himself will be your rear guard. Now, I want to ask you this question. When was the last time that you ever found that God did something poorly? When he created, it was good. When he created man, it was very good. When he went to the cross, he said, "It is finished." He says, "I'm going to come back and get you to be with me where I am, that you and I may be together forever and ever." When that place that has been prepared for you is done, heaven is not going to have any flaws. There's not going to be a recall on it. God is very good at what he does. When he says that he wants to be your Savior, it's because he does it very well. When he wants to guard your back, he does it very well. When he goes before you, he is preparing a way before you. God, the glory of God, the people of God, they are all positioned to be your protection and my protection. Aren't you thankful today that you and I are not exposed, but we are covered by a loving God? I know that I am very, very much. Father, today we want to thank you that you go before us and you order our steps. And Lord, I'm especially thankful today that you are our rear guard. See you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."